He gave me such a start.
Well, I never.
I'll never look him in the face again. Never.
Come on, girls. Let's leave the two bulk birds alone.
Oh, Enoch!
Are you surprised?
Surprised? I'm mortified. Well, this is him.
Carrie told me a lot about you.
I told you a lot about Julie, didn't I?
Carrie tells me you're coming to the clam bake.
Looks like we'll have a nice weather for it, too.
Not a cloud in the sky.
You're right.
He don't say much, but what he does say is awful pithy. Well, is he anything like I said he was?
Oh, just like.
Oh, Carrie, I nearly forgot. Where's the flowers?
Flowers? Where are they?
Geranium seeds.
He's here, Sigeranium.
Geranium.
But we might plant in front of the cottage. The good salt there.
That would be beautiful.
I like digging around the garden in my spare time. I like to plant flowers and take care of them. Does your husband like that too?
No, I can't rightly say Billy likes to take care of flowers. He likes to smell them though.
Enoch's nice looking, ain't he?
Oh, come, Carrie.
Steady and reliable, too. Well, ain't you going to wish us luck?
Oh, Carrie, of course I wish you luck.
And you can kiss Enoch, too. Us being such good friends, and me being right here looking on at you.
Why are you crying, Mrs.?
It's because she has such a good heart.
Thank you, dear. How does anything, Mrs.? Mrs.
Bigelow. Mrs. Billy Bigelow. That's my name. Mrs. Billy. You know Carrie. This is her intended, Mr. Snow.
Mr. Bigelow. I almost feel like I know you.
How are you?
Pretty well. Just an over chest bone.
Billy!
Go ahead and say it. I stayed out all night, I ain't working, and I'm living off your cousin Nettie.
I didn't say anything.
No, but it was right on the tip of your tongue.
Billy, be sure and come back in time to go to the clam bake.
I ain't going to no clam bake. Come on, Jigger.
I'm glad you ain't got no whoop-jambry notions like Billy.
Well, Carrie, it seems to me a man has enough to worry about getting a good sleep at nights, so as to getting a good day's work the next day, without going out looking for any special trouble.
That's true, Enoch.
A man's got to make plans for his life, and then he's got to stick to them.
Your plans are working out just fine, ain't they, Enoch?
All according to schedule so far.